The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Welcome back to What's Going On with Earl Ingram. It's that time again. Not only is it that time of year, but it's the time that I enjoy the most each and every week when I get a chance to reconnect with Dr. Omar, the proprietor, the founder of Welltopia Pharmacy. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you?
You want to ask me that question? I'll tell you. You know, we're going to talk about sinus infection and those kind of things. But I would be remiss if I didn't say I had my yearly checkup on Wednesday, and I went and saw my doctor, and he looked at everything. They took my blood, my lipids panel, checked my lipids panel. And he came back and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Man, you are really acing it." I said, "Well, man, I feel great. I've been feeling great, better than I've felt in years." He said, "Well, you know, based on your lipids panel, I understand why you're feeling great. Everything is looking good." And he asked me what I was doing, Dr. Omar, and I told him about you. And I said, you know, I'm following the advice of a compounder pharmacist named Dr. Omar, and I told him about where you're located. He said he's heard of you, so you're a guy who's growing in notoriety around the place. And I told him, I said, "Well, I'm taking, you know, these different supplements." And he told me, "Supplements are great if you get the right supplements." I said, "Hey, maybe that's what the key is. There are other people taking supplements, but I'm getting the right supplements, Dr. Omar. I owe a lot of this to you. I mean, it's just... I'm not, you know, saying this for any reason other than it's true." And people have an opportunity. How do people get in touch with you?
People can always call us at 262-429-9429, and they can text the same number or go to willtopiarx.com. We are soon launching the new website in which we are going to have the consultations and the lab work and working with doctors all in one platform, transformational platform that we will have to help patients and connect with practitioners to make sure that we are connecting the dot earth. Why it's working for you, why you feel you're getting better, is because it's very simple equation. You have good doctors, you are very knowledgeable and you want to get better, and you ask the right questions to the right people. When you get an answer from a pharmacist, this is a vetted answer that comes through layers of making sure, fact check, getting the right product, getting the right supplement, getting the right medication. And then we focus on lifestyle changes that are meaningful that you can do. So when you put all of this together, the result is going to be profound results that you feel, the doctor sees, And that's why for 15 years we've been saying, since I started my career, I always say one patient, one doctor, one pharmacist, and the communication always is integral and important. And then we have PAs, nurse practitioners, and all of us need to learn and cooperate together for the best health of the patient, who I call the king of healthcare. So you, Earl, are the king of healthcare. It's not the doctor, it's not the pharmacy, it's not the payer, it is the patient. And if we can reach those goals, then we did our job.
You know, Dr. Ma, if it was as simple as that, because imagine if we can multiply Dr. Omar. And if we can't multiply Dr. Omar, let's multiply Dr. Omar's reasoning and understanding of all of this, and then create a system that links what we're talking about to the entire nation, and people would get a lot better, right? And
Thank you, Earl. I really appreciate that you say that.
Go ahead.
You know, I know very little, but I just try to share the knowledge that I know, and I am always hungry to learn more, and I have this kind of addiction to travel and learn from the best how to support and help my patients. When you say something that I wish it's that simple, today the topic that we have is actually, it can appear simple, but it can get very complex. We want to talk about the invisible shield, why millions of Americans can't clear chronic sinus infections and what actually works for them. Patients who take antibiotics after antibiotics to help to treat the feeling, I cannot breathe, I feel something is there, I have foggy thinking, I am blowing my nose all the time. And then they start with one antibiotic, they get better, they get sick again. And then it can all start from cold or flu, but it can linger for years. And something like this, we have 30 million adults in the US are diagnosed with chronic sinusitis every single year. And that can cripple people and make them less productive, make them not able to go to work and feel like they don't have a hope. And unfortunately, the prescriptions that are used to treat those conditions are not actually helping after a certain limit. So we wanted to kind of dive into the issue of chronic sinus infections and give hope to patients who suffer from them.
Well, you know, Dr. Omar, you talk about the prescriptions that don't work. You know, people are buying over-the-counter medications and spending billions of dollars. And do they work? Do they help?
Great question. They work, they help, but to a point. To give you an example, a patient is having headache, is having pains and aches in the body. They want to get Advil, ibuprofen. They take the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs under different brand names. They feel better today. They feel better tomorrow. They feel better in 3-4 days, in 2-4 months. And then suddenly we have regular checks and we see there is kidney problems. The kidney function is going worse. And then we have another problem because we were not addressing what is the reason of that pain. To give you another example, when we're talking about chronic sinus infection, patients try to take antihistaminics, nasal sprays, decongestants. They help for 1-2 days, and then we still have the problem. Patients go to the doctor gives them antibiotic, antihistaminic, gives them steroids. But there is something with chronic sinus infections called biofilm. And there is a classic biofilm disease issue that happened with the chronic sinus infection. And that's when antibiotics stop working and other medications stop working. And to simplify that, we have to say that bacteria don't like living alone. They feel threatened. So the antibiotics and the immune cells and inflammation, all of that organized to make a sticky layer to produce a slimy protective matrix. They share survival signals and they shield themselves from any kind of antibiotic. They make the antibiotics 1,000 times weaker. So patients are getting those antibiotics to help the sinuses. They are absorbed systemically, but they are not reaching the area where we wanted to work. And unfortunately, doctors barely run cultures to know what kind of bacteria and fungi are causing these infections. So I see patients who have been going to doctors for years, and I ask them, have you been cultured to see what kind of bacteria and viruses? And so the culture tells you the bacteria and tells you what kind of fungi that can be causing this sinusitis. And patients say no. So it gets to be a vicious cycle of trying over-the-counter medications to help get better, but they're not getting better. But there is hope.
You know, Dr. Omar, I was speaking about seeing my yearly checkup and seeing the doctor, and he spent a grand total of about 13 minutes with me, right? And
yeah,
he certainly looked at my lipids panel and those kind of things, and he listened to my heart, and it is, when we're talking about things like chronic sinus infection, and, you know, what is the long-term prognosis if people have that infection? Does it eventually cause even more damage to a person? Because you can't make the doctor do the cultures. He's not going to just voluntarily do the cultures for the most part. You know, you can, especially with your normal checkup. So how dangerous is it for this to be persistent?
Good question, because it's not life-threatening. But at the same time, what happens over time is there is thickening in the sinus lining and narrowed sinus drainage pathways. And by that, we mean you cannot breathe clearly. You don't get enough oxygen inside, all right? And there get to be reduced response to sprays and antibiotics. And those repeated cycles of antibiotics are going to cause multiple resistance in the body. So these antibiotics are not going to work again if you try them again, because you are training your body and your cells not to respond again to those antibiotics. And then we start to have patients who have chronic sinus infection with chronic fatigue, brain fog, poor sleep, head pressure, reduced productivity, and anxiety and low mood. But I want to give hope, and I want to say that 2 days ago, a patient who has been suffering from chronic sinus infections for years, she called me and she told me, Omar, for the first time in my life, I can't breathe. For the first time in my life, I feel like brain fog is not a stamp on my system and on my body. And the reason is that her doctor did a culture, and she sent this culture, and after it came back, the doctor communicated with me and asked me what kind of antibiotic we can make to this patient and how can we offer it in a delivery system, in a device, or in a way that can actually attack the bacteria and the fungi where it is. Sometimes we make it in a nasal spray, and sometimes we use other devices like Nizunab and or Neelmed in order to deliver the medication to the patient. So there are ways to deal with this. And I want to tell you, like, get the point that you said, your doctor did not check the culture of this sinus infection. The regular thing that the doctor will do is that they can refer you to an ENT specialist. And many times ENT specialists are even not going to do the culture unless there is repeated failure of antibiotics. And that's when functional medicine and doctors and practitioners can work and help. And that's why Wiltopia have created this aggregate of practitioners around us in different specialties who we try to refer patients to. Those doctors are going to be able to order labs, and we work with those doctors to use those labs to create prescriptions with time of therapy that would help heal the patients by looking into the actual issue that is happening. And those doctors are not just looking at giving you a medication to help with the sinus infections. They tell you, you might have mold in the house that need to be remediated. You might need to change the water source of what you get, because some of those tests are very comprehensive, and they support the patients big time. But there is a downside, is that these are all functional medicine practices that many times are not paid by the insurance. So patients pay more before they pay less. That's the downside of it, that Medicaid is not paying for many of those services.
You know, Dr. Omar, we're talking about sinus infection. Is it more problematic with children than with adults?
All ages, my friend, all ages suffer from those sinus infections. But I see it more starting from the teenagers, middle life. And I see more women and men in middle life complaining from it. And I see more women complaining from it because men are like strong, silent type. It's okay. I'm living with this. I feel like my nose, I have to blow my nose every day of my life. It's fine. I can live with this. And they take longer in order to address their issues. Women try to address it more, but unfortunately, it's just it's not just simple, very simple to address, because many of the houses where we live have mold exposure, and the remediation to the problem is facing it and working on it as a comprehensive tools and comprehensive toolkits to address it. We don't see this happening much because, again, it's not life-threatening, but it impedes your ability to live a healthy life.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talk about the mold exposure, which is almost impossible to detect unless you go around with a magnifying glass in your basement and in other places, and you're looking for the mold infection. It can hide itself, you know, in the walls and everywhere else. But when you have these sinus infections, and as you stated, you get used to, you know, just living with it. You're saying that you really shouldn't have to get used to living with it. It's not a normal thing, right? I mean, you're gonna feel better if we can figure out a way to eradicate it.
That's a great question, and I want to tell you, we have to know where to start. We start with having the correct labs in order to figure out where the problem is. And there are labs that would be ordered for the patients, and we can help patients to order the correct labs. But they would tell you what kind of bacteria and fungi that live and living happily playing in your system, in your upper respiratory tract, in your nose, in your sinuses. Figuring out those kind of infections, the lab would tell you like what kind of bacteria or fungi and what's the source that it might come from. It might tell you it might be contaminated water. It might be mold that lives in where you live. So you start to work on treating the infection and at the same time remedy for the kind of fungi that might be in the house, the mold that might be in the house. And there are companies that are going to come and check for free and tell you, give you a quote and tell you how much it will cost if this is the cause. The challenge is to get the patient to the right practitioner who's going to do the detective work to figure out where the problem is. And that's where we see patients stop and they don't start this. If you started the journey, there is more of a pull force that will help you to continue the road. But if you don't know, you don't know.
You know, Dr. Omar, when you're talking about that sinus infection and it can go on undetected for years, is there any danger to other organs of your body over the persistent infection in your sinuses?
For sure, if you have a brain fog and you're tired all the time, you're not going to be able to go to the gym. You're going to feel like, I don't want to go swim, because if I swim, my sinus infections are increasing because this moisture is increasing. The culture where these kind of infections increase. So yeah, you're going to have difference in your blood pressure. It's going to go up. The stress that happens from this problem is very high, and that stress can cause type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease. So it gets to be a spiral of problems. We have patients that take inhalers for years to treat the chronic sinus infections, and they're not helping much. They just decrease the inflammation a little bit, but not helping to treat those biofilms. If one thing I want the listener to get from today's meeting, it's what does a biofilm mean? Because this is kind of get to be the center of the infection and the reason why the antibiotics are not working. It's practically the infection, the bacteria is surrounding itself with a ball of its resistant shield. It's like a golden resistance shield that the infection the antibiotic cannot get into the bacteria or the fungi. So what we do at Wiltopia and other compounding pharmacies is that we put the antibiotic with biofilm disruptors. It's like SWAT teams that break down that biofilm and help to reach the infection. And we do this, Earl, very strategically using nasal sprays and using devices like NasoNeb, which is a device that has a cap you put on your nose and automatically delivers the medication to your upper respiratory tract. And we put a base that helps to break down these biofilms. And we're very strategic with doctors and practitioners, treatment that can take 3 to 6 months to help this chronic infection. Patients who go through these treatments, those protocols, come at the end of the road healthy, happy, and they're just, you change people's lives, because someone who's been happy and healthy 10 years ago today is back where they feel like they can live their life again, a life-changing experience. And we're talking about, again, 30 million people, Earl. That's a lot of people that have this problem.
You know, Dr. Omar, I want to, in the last few minutes of the show this morning, I want you to, somebody was telling me, they sent me some statistics. Are you aware that COVID is really starting to spread? Are you aware that all these other illnesses, respiratory illnesses and other things, are really blowing up and all these other things? And I said, yeah, I'm aware of it. I'm not afraid of it. I've been vaccinated. And I'm talking to somebody who hasn't been vaccinated. They're giving me these alarming statistics. And yes, there has been an explosion of all sorts of infectious diseases, Dr. Omar. But that's no surprise. The winter months, as I've learned from you, that's the time that you should be protected. And yet so many people have failed to be protected. And it's one of the, just looking at the other day, measles, something that, you know, come on, we hadn't even talked about for decades, but people aren't being vaccinated. What do you want to say to the listening audience?
This is a challenge. We're seeing that COVID is coming back. Patients are getting, people are getting sick. People are getting sick with RSVP, respiratory virus. We see people having cold and flu that is not going away quickly, and people are being sick for days and days, and no one is talking about it. So it's very important now, because we're in crowded places inside, to reduce exposure. So the crowded indoor spaces, use a mask if you want. And I want to give you a thought that I had the other day when I was in a sauna, and I found it's a big sauna that can take up to 12 people,
right?
But only 3 people are inside with me. When I see more than 3 people, I get out.
Okay.
Because it's like a moist area, and if someone is sick, they're going to infect the other people in the room.
Oh, really?
So you have to understand that what you use for your healing can also be a source of the sickness.
Okay.
Let's be realistic. You are responsible for yourself, and sometimes the place where you are is not taking the right measures. So again, in a room of sauna, this is a closed environment. People come inside for healing. If you see the room crowded, get out.
What about the steam room?
It's the same. The steam room,
really?
Actually, the moisture can help to kill some of the bacteria and viruses. It can make them thrive more. So when I get to a steam room again and I see it crowded, I get out quickly, because I am worried about getting an infection, because your pores are open and your body is ready to actually release the toxins. But if there is also an infection circling around, it might infect you, because these infections can survive in under extreme conditions. So I want to tell people, just be understanding of the realistic value that you get from things like sauna and cold plunge. These are great things, but do them right. A train for thought as well. If you go to a cold plunge, make sure that you're not doing breathing exercise in a cold plunge. You might actually lose your breath, faint, and die. So try to do like these these ways of healing the body put your system under extreme pressure for a short period of time. So you detox and you heal and you support your parasympathetic system. But you have to do it like being guided how to do it right for the correct number of minutes. You don't have to stay in the sauna for a half hour. If you feel lightheaded after 5 minutes, get out.
You know, Dr. Omar, you take away all the fun in life. You know, man, I love being in the steam room, the sauna, the whirlpool. But I do at times, I don't know who's in there with me. I don't know anything at all. People are coming and going. And you're, as you stated, your pores are open. And, you know, this is a public place. And, you know, I go to not a private club. I go to the YMCA where there are hundreds and hundreds of people. And you know, I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing, but I'm glad, again, as always, I've been able to have a conversation with you. I'll think twice the next time.
Yeah. I'm glad that you mentioned that, Earl. So there is three things. Minimize exposure, immune system basics, non-negotiable, sleep more than 6 hours every night, protein intake to support your muscles and your immune cells and get the amino acids, hydration to get the mucosal immunity that depends on those hydration, this water that comes in, and also sunlight and vitamin D. And then we have the third quadrant, which is the targeted supplement, the vitamin D, the zinc, the vitamin C, the quercetin, N-acetylcysteine. These work best before or early, not after you're deep into the symptoms. And that's why I tell my patients, take the well-mune supplement, 2 capsules every day with food through the winter time, through the times that those infections are floating around. Well-mune has the targeted supplements with the concentration that helps you fight those infections before they happen. So it's like, I don't want to overwhelm the people. And that's why we're trying to give piece by piece to put the puzzle together to support our health.
So what is Wellmune? This is first I've heard of that.
Wellmune is the name of my car. I called it Wellmune because it's my best supplement at Wiltopia. It has vitamin C, 300 milligram, zinc, 25 milligram. I'm so telling you how many milligram because it is very important to fight the infection. So it has 6 different things. The most researched micronutrients to support the immune system. Immune system uses them as water when it's fighting the infection. And taking it every day is like giving you what we call a defense mechanism that is ready, that if it gets to be hit by any kind of infection, they help the system to fight this infection quickly. And that's why people that take those targeted supplements, they get sick less. And if they get sick, they have 1 to 3 days of sickness rather than 5 to 10 days of sickness.
That's
research and studies are showing how they help.
That's not the multivitamin, is it?
It's not the multivitamin. It contains some of what's inside the multivitamin, but in concentrated dosing.
Okay, I got to come out and see you. I got to add something else.
Seems like a plan.
Well, Dr. Omar,
for the winter.
As always, it's great talking to you.
Take care.
See you later.